Just when you think that Jimmy Carter's anti-Israel tendencies have bottomed out, he manages to prove that, yes, the former president can go even lower. On the eve of the modern state of Israel's 60th birthday, Carter is meeting with Khaled Mashal, the exiled leader of Hamas, the organization that would most like to make sure Israel doesn't make it to her 61st. Condoleezza Rice advised against the meeting. The State Department advised against the meeting twice. Ehud Olmert will not meet with Carter. Neither will Defense Minister Ehud Barak or, well, nearly everyone else in power in Israel. Shimon Peres is the only Israeli of stature willing to meet Carter, and even he advised against meeting Hamas. Did Carter listen?
As a matter of fact, I've been meeting with Hamas leaders for years.
This is the man who embraced Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, who told us that North Korea had stopped producing nukes, who was shocked by the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, who called Yasser Arafat's election over formerly unknown 73-year-old grandmother of 13 fair and democratic, who has praised the likes of Nicolae Ceausescu, Marshall Tito, Daniel Ortega, and Kim Il-sung. Well, that's all old news. Let's listen to Carter on boycotting the Chinese Olympics.
But I hope that all the countries will go ahead and participate in the Olympics in Beijing.
The Carter Center declares that it is committed to advancing human rights and alleviating unnecessary human suffering. Apparently, except where China is concerned, and Saudi Arabia, the Palestinian territories, North Korea, Cuba, and, you get the point. It's not surprising that the Carter Center doesn't have a problem with the lack of human rights in Saudi Arabia. Saudi King Fahd was one of the founding contributors, and the Saudis and Arab oil money have been a major source of funding for the Carter Center ever since. But only Carter Center administrators know how much comes from Arab oil money, because they refuse to fully disclose the Carter Center donors. These donations, however, have done their work. Carter will be talking with Hamas, just as the Saudis and Egyptians do. Why?
So I think that it's very important that at least someone meet with the Hamas leaders to express their views, to ascertain what flexibility they have.
You mean views like this from Mashal last April? Quote, Hamas will not back down. We will not give up on a single meter of our homeland. End quote. Or this from the Hamas charter? The Islamic Resistance Movement is a distinguished Palestinian movement whose allegiance is to Allah and whose way of life is Islam. It strives to raise the banner of Allah over every inch of Palestine. End quote. I don't think Carter needs to meet with Hamas to ascertain their views. Their views have always been in clear and uncomplicated evidence, marked now on a daily basis by terror attacks, shootings, mortars, and rockets fired into Israel. Any idiot can fathom that Hamas does not want peace. By word and deed, Hamas proves every day that there is no room for Israel in their worldview. It's obvious to anyone with half a brain. But there's something wrong with Jimmy Carter. He champions the enemies of peace and calls them peaceful. He scorns the only democracy in the Middle East and calls it a human rights abuser, while ignoring the prolific human rights abuses throughout the rest of the Middle East. He magnifies all of Israel's flaws and ignores the flaws of her enemies. He praised terrorists like Arafat, yet spoke with derision of Ariel Sharon, the Israeli leader who gave Gaza to the Palestinians. Even Shimon Peres, one of the architects of the Oslo Accords and as far left as you can get in the Israeli leadership today, says that Carter is damaging the peace process and that his meeting with Mashal will be a severe mistake. But of course, that's not stopping Carter. Nothing will stop him. The man is blind, deaf, and dumb when it comes to terrorists and dictators. And this week, by meeting with Mashal, our former president will give unprecedented honor to the leader of a gang of murderers who rejoice in the deaths of innocents and call for the end of the State of Israel. And the really horrible thing in this? Carter sees nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all.